Growing up, was your dad or a father figure in your life like a superhero to you? Dads can be larger than life through the eyes of a child. If something needs to be fixed, something heavy needs to be picked up, a jar needs to be opened, a bug needs to be killed, a turtle in the middle of the road needs to be saved, or a little girl simply needs someone to let her put bows in their hair, it's dad to the rescue. I'm no longer a little girl, but I will always be my daddy's little girl. That's just the way it is. And my dad still loves to come to my rescue. To this day, if I ever should need him, he would be there. I saw this on full display recently. A winter storm blew through our area. My husband was out of town. It was dark and freezing outside. I discovered our 82-pound Goldador, Roxy, was not in the backyard. Our little beagle mix just stood there looking confused. This was not a good thing. We have an invisible fence around our yard, which backs up to a wooded area. Both of our dogs have collars that will gently give them a good zap if they get too close to the boundary line. We also have some chicken wire fencing in the woods around the back as a backup, but it can be pushed through if a dog is determined enough. Well, Roxy was determined that night because she was chasing a possum. Long story short, Roxy chased the possum to my neighbor's backyard, and my amazing neighbor brought Roxy back to me safe and sound. I called my parents, and my dad, even though he's over 3 hours away, wanted to rescue me from this problem. He Googled and read up on the fence system, the collars, and walked me through testing the collars, checking the batteries, checking the wiring, all the things. He wanted so bad to fix it for me. He wanted me to not have to walk our big dog on a leash in the cold. He wanted to come to my rescue. I had to wait till the ice cleared, and Roxy ended up needing a new collar unit. But thinking back to that night, my dad came to my rescue. He loves me so much and wanted to help me as much as he could to get it figured out. Maybe you have a broken relationship or no relationship with your earthly father, and the last thing you would call him is a hero. Psalm 68:5 says, God is a father to the fatherless. Do you believe that God loves you? Do you believe he wants to come to your rescue? No matter the brokenness you may have come from, no matter where you are now, how cold and dark it may be as you stand alone in your circumstance, Daddy God wants to come to your rescue. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. Your Father God delights in you. He rejoices over you with singing. Let that sink in. You are held and so loved by God. He is a loving Father waiting for you to call on him and pour your broken and anxious heart out to him. He is near. He is loving, John 3:1. He is kind, Ephesians 2:7 and 8. He is compassionate, abounding in love, Psalm 103:8. He offers you his greatest gift of love, his son Jesus, John 3:16. He is faithful with new mercies every morning, Lamentations 3:22 and 23. He is merciful, strong, forgiving, righteous, caring, and sovereign. He is our good shepherd, Psalm 23. He is my strength and my shield, and he helps me as I put my trust in him, Psalm 28:7. And he is making all things new, Revelation 21:5. That's the Father God wants to be for you. He is good, and he loves you. That's the truth. Look to your Daddy God for rescue. He is mighty to save. I'm Lori Klein.